Parshas Achrei Mos. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe Achrei Mos after the death. Shnei bnei Aharon, of the two children of Aharon, Nadav Avihu, bekarvosam, when they approached lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, vayamusu, and they died. We mentioned in Parshas Shemini many reasons why Nadav Avihu, the children of Aharon, were mechuyev misa. Rabbeinu Bechaya said it was because they brought a keteres lifnei v'lifnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ramban learned that they brought a keteres inside the Oil Moed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and since it was a keteres zara, a keteres that they were not supposed to bring, therefore they were chayev misa. Rashi over there brought down the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that they were chayev misa because they were hayru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. They rendered a halachic decision in the presence of Moshe the Rebbe. The halachic decision was that even though a fire came down on the outside mizbeach min hashamayim, it was mitzvah lahavi min ahedjit, a mitzvah to add to that fire. And since they rendered a halachic decision before Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore they were chayev misa. Rabbi Shmuel said that they were chayev misa because they entered the Migdash Shtuya Yayin intoxicated with wine. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim says they were mechuyev misa for what they did by Matan Torah. Vayechazu Elokim, vayechlu vayishtu. They looked too closely at the Shechina by Matan Torah, and therefore they were mechuyev misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to ruin the Simcha of Matan Torah, and therefore waited until Yom HaKomas HaMishkan to kill them. Rashi says in Parashat Shemini yet another reason, that it was because of the Avera of Aharon. Since Aaron did the Egel, he made the Egel, therefore his children had to die. Moshe davened and was able to save two of them, but Nadav Avihu died. Dasakeinu Mibalei HaTosfos over here in Parashat Achrei Mos says a very interesting reason. He says the reason why the Bnei Aharon died was because they never got married. They said that nobody is good enough for us. Our father is the Kohen Gadol. Our uncle Moshe is the Melech. Our mother's brother is Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is the Nasi. And we are Sagani Kahanim. So who is good enough for us? And therefore they never got married. And that's why they were Mechuyev Misa. That is what Daskeinu Mibalei HaTosfos says over here in Parshas Achrei. Rashi is bothered what Pasuk Aleph is coming to teach us. The Pasuk is only saying when this Dibur of Hashem to Moshe took place. It was after the death of the two children of Aharon. The actual Dibur is not stated until Pasuk Beis, where over there it says that Hashem told Moshe, tell Aharon that he should not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. That was the Dibur. So why does Pasuk Aleph have to tell us when this Dibur took place, that it was after the death of the two children of Aharon? Rashi answers with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains it with a parable, with a mashal. There was once this sick person, and a doctor came to visit this sick person and told him, don't eat cold things and don't sleep in damp places. A second doctor came to visit the same chayla, the same sick person, and told him, don't eat cold things, don't sleep in damp places, in order that you should not die like so-and-so died. The second doctor warned him and was mizaris him much more than the first, because he told him the consequences and told him, don't let it happen to you what happened to so-and-so. So too is the pasuk over here telling us, by telling us that this happened after the death of the two children of Aharon. Because in pasuk Bey, the Torah is telling Aharon, do not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime you want. And the Torah is mizaris him like the second doctor was mizaris the choyla. Don't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order that it should not happen to you what happened to your children, because your children died by entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that is why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Aleph that this Dibur took place after the death of the two children of Aharon. And the Pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Da ber el Aharon ochicha, speak to Aharon your brother. Ve'al yovoi v'chol eisel ha-kodesh, tell him that he should not enter at any time he wants into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mibeis la-paroiches, which is within the paroiches, the curtains, el pnei ha-kapores, which is before the kapores, which is the cover of the oren, asher la-oren, which is on the oren, v'lo yomus, in order that he should not die, because if he's going to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he is not supposed to, he will die. Rashi says two pshatim in these last words of the pasuk. The first pshat is ki, because. Why should you not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever you want? Ki, because. Be'onon, with my amida onon, A roe, I am always seen ala kaporis, on the kaporis. Since my shechin is always there, my amud onon is always there, you may not enter it at any time that you want. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is, ki, only when may you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only on Yom Kippur, be'onon a roe, when I will see the smoke of the Ketores on Yom Kippur, ala kaporis on the kaporis. According to the second pshat of Rashi, ki means only, be'onon does not mean the amr onon, but rather it means the anan haketores, the smoke of the ketores, and a roya means I will see, as opposed to the first pshat, that it means is always seen. So Rashi is saying two pshatim. Either the pasuk is telling us the reason why you cannot enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim because my Shechina is always there, or the pasuk is saying, only when may you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur when you bring the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim. Bezois, with this, Yovai Aaron El HaKodesh, will Aaron enter the Kodesh on Yom Kippur when he brings a par ben boker lechatos, a bull lechatos, v'ayil and a ram le'oila for an oila. So on Yom Kippur, on the day that he brings a par lechatos and an ayil le'oila, then he can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on that day. Rashi is bothered. Why the Pasuk says Bezois with this? The Pasuk mentions two types of karbonos that he has to bring, a par lechatos and an ayil le'oila. So the Pasuk should have said, be'elu, with these, yavai aron el hakodesh. Why does it say Bezois? Rashi says, because the numerical value of Bezois is 410. And this is an allusion to the years of Bayis Rishon, the years that Bayis Rishon stood. The Pasuk is saying, Bezois, for 410 years, Yovai Aaron el HaKodesh. Kohanim, like Aharon, will enter the Kodesh by Bayis Rishon. That's why it says Bezois and not Be'elu. Now the Pasuk tells us which garments, which begodim, the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. And that really depended on what part of the Avodah he was doing. When it was an Avodah that was not unique for Yom Kippur, for example, lighting the menorah, bringing the regular Keteris of a regular day, bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar, then he wore the regular eight begodim, the big days of, that the Kohen Gadol always wore. But when it came to the Avodahs that were unique for Yom Kippur, he wore the big day lavan, the linen clothing, the four begodim that were special for Yom Kippur. And Rashi tells us the reason why the Kohen Gadol did not wear the eight begodim which had gold in them when it came to the Avodah of Yom Kippur was because Ein Katega Nasa Seneger, the prosecutor cannot become the defender. And since we are relying on the Kohen to be Mechaper on Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur, so we don't want to remind Hashem about the Egel which was made of gold. And therefore, when it came to the Avodah's Pim, going inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we didn't want the Kohen Gadol to be wearing clothing that had gold in them, and that's why he wears only linen clothing. And the Pasuk says, Ksoines bad Kodesh Yilbosh. He will wear a Ksoines, a shirt made of linen that will be holy. Umechnese vad yu al basoroi. And pants of linen will be on his flesh. Uva avne bad yachkar. He will tie himself with a belt of linen. Uva mitznefes bad yitznoif. He will put on his head a mitznefes, a hat made of linen. Big day Kodesh Haim, they are holy clothing. Verochatz bamayim es basoroi ulevesham. And he will be tovel himself in a mikvah, and then put on these linen clothing. Rashi asks why the Pasuk has to say that these clothing were holy twice. It says Big Day Kodesh Haim, and also in the beginning of the Pasuk it says Kodesh Yilbosh. And he answers, Kodesh Yilbosh is coming to say that they were holy even before the Kohen Gadol wore them, because they must be bought with funds of Hegdish. That's why it says Kodesh Yilbosh. They were purchased with funds of Hegdish. The Pasuk says that before he put on these linen clothing, he was tovel in a mikvah. Rashi tells us that he was tovel five times on Yom Kippur in a mikvah. Every time he changed clothing from gold to linen and from linen back to gold, he was tovel himself in the mikvah. And he also did two kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, because every time he changed his clothing, before he took off the ones that he was wearing, he was mekadish yodayim v'raglayim from the kiyar. He washed his hands and feet in the kiyar. And then, when he put on the new set of clothing, he was Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim in the Kiyar a second time. So there were five tefillos, and 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on this day. It is important to mention that although the Pasuk over here says that he was Tovel in a mikvah and then put on his linen clothing, this was not the first thing that the Kohen Gadol did on this day. The Torah is really coming in the middle of the Avodah. And what really happened was as follows. First, he was Tovel himself in a place that did not have the Kedusha of the Azara, because he may not enter the Azara before Tefillah. So he was Tovel in this place outside the Azara. And then he put on his golden clothing, his 8 big days off. He was Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, he washed his hands and feet from the Kiyar. And then he did the typical avodos that he would do on a regular day. The Tamid Shel Shachar, cleaning out the menorah, bringing the Keteris. Then he was Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyar, washed his hands and feet from the Kiyar. Then he took off his 8 big days off. And he was Toivel on the roof of Beis Parvo. Parvo was a person who donated a chamber in the Azara, and on the roof of this chamber, the Kohen Gadol would be Toivel, the next 4 Tevilas of this day. This roof had the Kedusha of the Azara, unlike the first Tevila where he was Toivel outside the Azara. And this is what the Pasuk is saying over here. V'rochatz b'mayim es b'sayor ulevesham. When he will change from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan, he will be Tovel on the roof of Beis Parva and then wear the Big Day Lavan. And the Pasuk continues, Umeis Adas B'nei Yisrael, and from the Yidden he will also take Karbonos. Yikach Shnei Sireizim L'Chatos. He will take 2 goats for a Karbon Chatos. One will actually be brought on the Mizbeach, and one will be thrown off a cliff called Azazel. V'ayalechad La'oila, and 1 ram for a Karbon Oila. So, from Aaron HaKoyin, it will be taken a par lechatos and an ayel le'oila, and from the Bnei Yisrael, 2 goats lechatos and 1 ayel le'oila. The hikriv Aaron es parachatos ha'shaloi, and Aaron should bring close his bull for a chatos that belongs to him, the chiper ba'adoi, and he will atone for himself, uva'ad besoi, and also for his household, which means he will lean his hands on this par and confess his averis and the averis of his household. Rashi asks, why does the pasuk have to tell us es parachatos hashaloi that Aaron will bring near the parachatos that belongs to him? There was no other parachatos on that day. Obviously, it was his parachatos. Rashi says hashaloi comes to tell us that this parachatos should be brought from his own private funds and not from public funds. And after he made the confession, the vidui on his par, then he sets up the 2 goats. V'lokach ha'shnei ha'se'irim, and he shall take the 2 goats, v'hemet oisam lefnei Hashem, and set them up before Hashem. Pesach oil moed, by the opening of the oil moed. V'nosen Aaron al-shnei ha'se'irim goyrolos, and Aaron will place on these 2 goats lots. He will stick his hand into the lottery box and draw a lot for each one of these goats. The lots used to be made up of wood. They were wooden lots. But Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, when he was Kohen Gadol, he made them into gold. So he took these 2 golden lots. Goral Echod Lashem. One lot said the name Lashem. The Goral Echod Lazazel. And one lot said Lazazel, which means that it will be thrown off a cliff. The Hikrev Aaron is Asoyer. And Aaron will bring close the goat Asher Ola Olav HaGoral Lashem, that the lot fell on it with the name Lashem, ve'asohu chatos, and he will make it into a chatos, which means he will say and announce Lashem chatos, that this should be brought as a carbon chatos on the Mizbeach. Ve'asoir, and the goat asher ola olav hagora lazazel, in which the lot said lazazel, yomar chai lefnei Hashem lechaper olav. It will be standing alive before Hashem in order to atone on him, which means it remains alive in order that the Kohen Gadol can confess the averis of Klal Yisrael on this goat. But l'shalach oisei la'azazel hamidbara, after he made this vidui on the goat, he will send it off from the cliff, and over there it shall be killed. It will remain alive for the confession, but afterwards it will die. The hikri of Aaron is parachatos hashaloi, and Aaron will again come near to his parachatos that belong to him, v'chiper ba'adoi va'ad beisoi, and he will atone for himself and for his household. Over here, he makes a second confession. This second vidui will be on his averis, his household's averis, and also on the averis of all the kohanim, because the kohanim are also considered beisoi, his household, like the pasuk says, beis Aaron baruch hu es Hashem. B'shochat, and then he slaughters, he makes shechita on the parachatos hashaloi, on his parachatos. The blood from this shechita will then be given over to another kohen who will stir it, in order that it should not become hard, while the kohen gadol will go on to the next avodah, the avodah of the keteres. So while the kohen is stirring it, the kohen gadol will take, v'lokach he will take melei hamachta, a shovelful of gachle esh, fiery coals, me'al ha-mizbeach, from the outside mizbeach, milefnei Hashem, from the part of the Mizbeach which is before Hashem, which faces the Mishkan, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. He will take a shovelful of fiery coals from the western side of the outside Mizbeach, umeloi chofnov, and then he will take two handfuls of keteres samim daka, keteres of spices that were very fine, although every keteres that was brought on every day was daka. On Yom Kippur they would regrind it in order that it should be extra fine. And he will bring the coals and the keteres inside the poroiches, inside the kodesh hakadoshim. And then the kohen gadol will place the keteres on the fire which was inside the shovel, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. He will place the keteres on the fire in the kodesh hakadoshim. And not like the tzedekim, the apikorsim, used to say that the halacha should be that he should place the spices in the coals outside the kodesh hakadoshim. The pasuk is telling us that it must be done inside. The chiso anana keteres es hakaparis, and the smoke of the keteres will cover the kaparis, the cover of the aron. Asher ala edus, the aron that holds the luchais edus, the layamos. If it is done properly, then the kohen gadol will not die. But if it is not done properly, the kohen gadol will die. And it is interesting to note the Zohar that says that they used to tie a golden rope around the foot of the kohen gadol when he entered the kodesh hakadoshim. This way, if he died, they would be able to pull him out from the kodesh hakadoshim. The pasuk says that the smoke of the keteres filled up the whole room and covered the kaparis. The shach explains that the reason for this was in order that the kohen gadol should not look at the shechina and put himself in a sakana. That's why he waited until the smoke covered the kaparis. And the pasuk continues, after he finishes the avoida of the kaparis, he goes back to the person stirring the blood, the lokach midam apar, and he takes from the blood of the bull, the hiza of the etzboi, and he sprinkles it with his finger al panea kaparis, before the kaparis, kedma, on the eastern side of the kaparis, before the kaparis. The pasuk does not say how many times he sprinkles before the kaparis, but the pasuk continues, "Filifnei kaparis, before the kaparis, gaza sheva pa'omim, he will sprinkle 7 times min adam be'etzboi." In the beginning of the pasuk, it does not say how many times he sprinkles. At the end of the pasuk, it says he sprinkles 7 times. Chazal tell us that it is achas lamalo, v'sheva lamato. He sprinkles once in an upward motion toward the kaparis, and then 7 times in a downward motion before the kaparis. And when he does these hazois of achas lamalo and sheva lamato, he counts. When he does the first one upward, he says achas. When he does the first one downward, he says achas v'achas. When he does the second one downward, he says achas ushtayim. When he does the third one, he says achas v'sholesh. All the way until he gets to the seventh, when he says achas v'sheva. And the reason for this is, in order that he should not mix up the count, and he should not mix up the one that he does upward with the 7 downward. And that's why he counts 1 upward, and then when he does the 7, he says 1 upward and 1 down, 1 upward and 2 down, 1 upward and 3 down. And after he does the achas lamala and sheva lamata in the kodesh hakadoshim from the par, he turns to the seir ha'om, the goat of the the shochar seir ha'chatos asher la'om, and he will shecht the goat of the chatos that belongs to the The hevi es domoi el mibes laparoiches, and he will bring the blood also inside the kodesh hakadoshim, inside the curtain, but also es domoi, and he will do to his blood, to the blood of the goat, kasher also ladam apar, just like he did to the blood of the bull, vihiza oisai, and he will sprinkle it ala kaparis, on the kaparis, vilofnea kaparis, and before the kaparis, which means achas lemalo, and sheva lemato, just like he did to the par. Rashi is bothered by the fact that the pasuk says Esir haChatos Asher La'om, that he shechted the goat of the chatos that belonged to the Asher La'om seems to be superfluous, because obviously it was the Seir haChatos of the because there was no other Seir haChatos on that day. Rashi answers that the words Asher La'om come to teach us that just like we know from Pasuk Tezayin, that the goat of the Chatas of the Om was Mechaper on Tumas Migdash Ukadosha, if any person was Tame and entered the Migdash or ate Kachim in a state of Tumah, this Seer Lechatas was Mechaper on the Om for that Avera. So too, the power that the Kahanim brought was Mechaper on this same Avera, Tumas Migdash Ukadosha, for the Kahanim. What the Sar Lechatas was Mechaper for the Om, the power Lechatas was Mechaper for the Kahanim. That's why it says these extra words, Asher La'om, to compare the Kapara of the Om to the Kapara of the Kohanim. And the Pasuk continues that the Sar Lechatas is Mechaper on Tumas Migdash Ukadoshov. Like the Pasuk says, V'chiper ala Kodesh, it will atone on Kodesh, which means going into the Migdash or eating Kachim. Mitumah is B'nai Yisrael, when the B'nai Yisrael are Tomei. If they are Tomei and they enter the Migdash or ate Kachim, this Sar Lechatas will be Mechaper for the and also the Par Lechatas will be Mechaper on this Avera for the Kohanim. Umi Pisheyem, whether they did it B'mezid, they entered the Migdash B'mezid in a state of Tumah, this carbon will be mechaper on that, l'chol chatoisam, and also if they did it b'shoigeg, which means if a person knew that he became tamei and then forgot about this tuma and entered the migdash or ate kachim, and he never realized that he was over this avera. So this carbon, this sar lechatos, and this par lechatos is mechaper on that avera, because if he will eventually realize that he ate kachim or went into the Migdash Betumah, he must bring a carbon oyle v'yored, which is mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, Perakeh. But until that point, until he finds out that he was over the Avera, these karbonos on Yom Kippur are mechaper for this Avera b'shoyge. And the Pasuk continues, v'chein yasel oyle moed, and so he shall do, achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, to the oyle moed, which means he will take the dam of the par and sprinkle it one time in the upward motion and seven times downward, and also take the dam of the goat and do the same thing, achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, in front of the paroiches. And then the Pasuk says that you might think that since Klal Yisrael was tamei and entered the Migdash, that they chased away the Shechinah. No, Hashoichin itam b'seich tumoisam, I am Hashem who dwells amongst them, even though they are tamei and were metamei the Migdash. V'chol odom lo yia bo'el moed, and nobody should be in the oil moed bevoyoy lechaper b'kodesh, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be mechaper, at seisoy, until he comes out. As long as the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody is allowed to be in the oil moed. And the halacha is true also by a regular keteres of every day. When the Kohen does the avodah of the keteres of every day, nobody is allowed to be in the oil moed, or even between the oil moed and the mizbeach. V'chiper ba'adoy, and the Kohen will be mechaper, atone for himself, uva'adbeisoy, and for his household, and for the Kahanim, uva'ad kol Kal Yisrael, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Zokrashi Pasuk Aleph, v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe achrei Moshe nei b'nei Aharon. And Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of the two children of Aharon. Frek Rashi, ma tamad loimar. What is the Pasuk coming to teach us by stating when this Dibur took place, that it was after the death of the two children of Aharon? Hayu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moshe l'Moshel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would explain it with a parable. L'chayle shenichnas es l'roife, a sick person who, where a doctor came to visit this sick person, Omaloi, the doctor said to him, Al toichal tsoinin, do not eat cold things, val tishka batachav, and do not sleep in damp places. Bo achav omaloi, another doctor came and said to the same choyle, Al toichal tsoinin, val tishka batachav, do not eat cold things, and do not sleep in damp places, shaloi tomus kederach shemeis pleini, in order that you should not die the way so and so died. Zeh, the second doctor, Zorzoi Yosef Minarishan, warned him more than the first doctor, because he told him that the consequences of sleeping in a damp place and eating cold things will cause you to die like so-and-so. Lekach Nemar, that's why this pasuk says, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon, after the death of the two children of Aharon, to tell Aharon, don't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever you want, in order that you shall not die the way your children died. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Daber l'Aaron ochicho, speak to Aaron your brother, v'al yovoi, and he shall not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sheloyomos kederach shemesu banov, in order that he should not die the way his children died. Here Rashi is telling us why the Pasuk must say, Achrei Moshe nei b'nei Aharon, in order to tell Aharon, don't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order that you shall not become like your children. V'lo yomus, and he shall not die. Sheimbo humeis, if he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he is not supposed to, he will die. Ki be'onon eroe, ki because tamid ani nirasham, I am always visible there. Im amud anoni, with my amud anon, ulefi shegilu shchinasi sham, and since my revelation of my shchina is always there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yizor shalayag lavoi, therefore you must be careful not to regularly come inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim only on Yom Kippur. Zeu pshutoi, that is the pashup pshat in the pasuk. Ki means because. Be'onon, with my amud anon. Eroe, I am always seen on the kaparis. Umidrashoi, the medrash says, lo yavoi, he will not come. Ki im ba'anan akataris b'yom kippurim. He is not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only with the anan akataris on Yom Kippur. Ki in the pasuk means only. Be'onon, with the smoke of the kataris. Eroya, I will see the smoke on the Kaparis. That's when you may enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur with the Kataris. Bezois, Rashi is bothered why it does not say Be'elu. Gematria Shaloi Dal Meas Vaeser. Its numerical value is 410. Remez Labais Rishon, which is an allusion to the first Beis HaMikdash, which stood for 410 years. Bezois Yovei Aharon, with this Aaron will enter the Kodesh with his par lechatos and ayel oilo, v'afzu loy b'chol eis. And even with this, it's not at any time. Not any time he brings a par lechatos and ayel oilo on any day of the year can he enter the Kodesh. Kiyim b'yom kippurim, only on Yom Kippur. K'moshe meforish b'sefa parsha, like it will be explained at the end of the parsha, like it says, b'chodesh hashvi'i b'esol lachodesh, in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, all these avoidance will be done, and that's when he may enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kesoinus bad, he will wear a kesoinus of linen. Magid, the pasuk is teaching us, she'ena mishamish lefnim. He does not do the avoida inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bishmoina begodim, shumishamish ben bachutz, with the eight begodim that he does the avoida outside with. She'esh ben zov, because those clothing have gold in it. We do not want the prosecutor of gold to become the defender, to be the defense on the day of Yom Kippur when the Yidden are looking for an atonement. Elo, Bidal Kikoyin Hejit, he wears the four types of garments like the Koyin Hejit wears, the Kulon Shel Butz, but all of these are made of linen. Maskal David says that Rashi is telling us that the Koyin Hejit's Avnet was made of shatnez, it was made of wool and linen together. That's why Rashi says over here, he wears the four begadim of the Kohen Hedjit, but it is not exactly like the begadim of the Kohen Hedjit, because the Avnet of the Kohen Hedjit had wool in it. Therefore it says, the Kulan Shalbutz, the same type of clothing of the Kohen Hedjit, but here all of them were made of linen, even the Avnet. Kodesh Yilbosh, Shiyu Mishal Hegdish. These clothing should be purchased with the funds of Hegdish. Yitznaif, Kitagumai Yochis Bereshe, like Targum says, he shall place it on his head. Yaniach Bereshe, Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, Vatanach Bigdoi, she placed his clothing. And Targum says, Vaachtase, just like it says Vaachtase over there, which means to place. Over here, Targum says, Yochis Bereshe, which means he will place it on his head. The Mitznefes will be placed on his head. Verochas Bamayim, he will be toivel in a mikvah. This day of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol must immerse himself in a mikvah each time he changes his clothing. And five times on this day, he would change his clothing from doing the avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the avodah outside, and from outside back to inside. And each time, Umishana mi bigdei zav le bigdei lavan. He would change from the golden clothing to the linen. Umi bigdei lavan le bigdei zav, and from the linen back to the gold. Uvachol chalifa. And each time he changed his clothing, ta'un tfila, he had to immerse himself in a mikvah. Ushnei kedusha yodayim v'raglayim min hakiyar, and to wash his hands and feet twice from the kiyar. Before he took off the clothing that he was wearing, he would wash his hands and feet. And after he put on the new set of clothing, he would wash his hands and feet again. Which comes out that he had five tefillahs on that day and 10 kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Zakrashi is parachatas asher loy. Why does it say asher loy? Ha'omer lamala. This is referring to the parachatas that was mentioned earlier. V'lamedcha kan. And the pasuk over here is telling us, shemishaloy hu ba, that it had to come from his own private fund. and not from public funds. That's why it says es parachatas asher loy, that belong to him. And he makes vidui and confesses his sins and the sins of his household. He confesses on this par his averis and averis of his household by this first vidui. He places one goat on his right and one goat on his left. And he places both hands into the lottery box. He takes one lot in his right hand and the other in his left. And he places it on them, on the goats. The one that says the name Lashem, who Lashem, it will go to Hashem for a carbon chatos. The Eisha Kosev Boy Lazozel. And the one that it says Lazozel on, Mishtaleach Lazozel, it is sent to be thrown off a cliff. Azazel, what does Azazel mean? Huhar Oz Vikosha. It is a very harsh mountain. Tzuk Gavoya, a harsh cliff. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Eretz Gezerah, he will send it off to a Eretz Gezerah, a land that is cut off. Chatucha, a land that looks like part of it was cut off, which means a steep cliff. So the word Azazel comes from the word Az and El, which means harsh. Vaso Chatos, and he will make it into a chatas, which means kishmeniach hagoril olav, when he will place the goril of Hashem on it, koriloi shem, he will call it a name, va'omer, and he will say lashem chatos, this is a chatas for Hashem. He verbally declares lashem chatos. Yomarchai kimoi yu amarchai aide acher. It means it shall remain alive through others. V'tagumai, like Targum says, yitokum kachai, it shall remain standing alive. Matamadloimar, what does the Pasuk mean by saying it shall remain alive? Lefishenemar, since the Pasuk says, L'shalach oisoi lazozel, that he will send this goat lazozel, ve'eni yodea, I do not know, shiluchai im lemisa im lechayim, if when he sends it lazozel, if it will die, or if it will remain alive, lekachnemar, therefore the Pasuk says, yo'amad chai, it shall remain alive, amidosei chai, it remains standing alive for the vidui, for the confession, ad sheishtaleach, until it's sent away. Mikan, from here we see, sheshlichusa lemisa, that when he sends it away, lazozel, it will be sent to its death. Lechaper olav, to be mechaper on it, sheizvada olav, he will confess on this goat, kidachsiv, like it says in posuk chof aleph, vizvada olav, and he shall confess on this goat, the averis of all of Klal Yisrael. And then he goes back to his par a second time. V'chiper ba'adoi, vidu sheni olov, he makes a second confession for himself. Val echov ha'kayhanim, and also for his brothers the kayhanim. Shehem kulam kruyim beisai, because all the kayhanim are called his household. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Tillim, beis aharon baruch hu es Hashem, the house of aharon, the kayhanim, should bless Hashem. So we see that the kayhanim are called beisai. Mikan shakahanim mischaperim boy. From here we see that the kahanim are also mischaper. They become forgiven through this carbon, through this par. Because originally we see the first confession was for himself and his household. And here we see on the second confession he is mischaper and he says vidur for himself, his household, and also for the kahanim. The chol kaparoson and their whole atonement einoy elo al tumas migdash ukedashav. It is for the avera of tumas migdash ukedashav, which means if he is tamei and ate kachim or entered the migdash. K'mo shenema, like the pasuk says further on concerning the goat, that the goat is mechaper on tumas migdash ukedashav. Shenema v'chiper al hakodesh mitumos bnei Yisrael, that he is mechaper on kachim which the bnei Yisrael ate bitumah. And just like the Bnei Yisrael on his chaper with the goat for Tumas Migdash Ukadashav, the Kahanim on his chaper through the par on Tumas Migdash Ukadashav. Me'al HaMizbeach, he will take fiery coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem, which part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mitzad Shilifnei HaPesach, from the side that is before the opening, V'hutzad Maravi, this is the western side of the Mizbeach that faces the Mishkan. Zakrashi dako, the keteres should be thin. Matamalur medako, why does it have to say that it should be thin? Valoi kol keteres dakihi. Every keteres has to be thin. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, by the keteres that is brought every day, v'sochakto mi menahodek, you shall grind it very fine. Ella, only this pasuk is coming to say, shetei daka min adaka. It should be extremely fine on Yom Kippur. Shemi erev Yom Kippur hayu machzir l'machteshes. Because on erev Yom Kippur, they would return it and bring it back into the grinder to make it even finer. And he will place this ketores on the fire. Alo eish shebesech hamachto. When he is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he will place the ketores on the fire in the shovel. V'lo yomus, in order that he should not die. If he does not do the keteres the way it is supposed to be done, he is chayiv misa. And then he takes the blood of the par, v'hizav etzboi, and he will sprinkle it with his finger, hazo achas b'mashma, one sprinkle in an upward motion, v'lefnei ha-kaparis yazeh sheva, and before the kaparis he will sprinkle seven times in a downward motion, harei achas l'malo v'sheva l'mato, which comes out one upward and seven downward. And then he will shech the sirachatos of the the goat of the Rashi is bothered why it says asher la'om. Mashapar mechaper ala kahanim mechaper asor al Yisrael. The same avera which the goat atones for klal Yisrael, which is tumas migdash ukedashav, that is the same avera which the par atones for the kahanim, and that's why it says asher la'om. V'hu asor she'ola olav hagor l'Hashem. This goat mentioned in the pasuk is the goat that got the lot that said Lashem. Kasher also l'dam ha'par, just like he did to the blood of this par, he will do to the blood of the goat. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, just like the blood of the par was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, one upward and seven downward, he will do the same thing to the blood of the goat. Mitumois b'nei Yisrael, this goat will be mechaper on the tumah of the Bnei Yisrael, ala nechnasim lemigdash b'tumah, on one who enters the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tumah, v'lo noida lohem lebesayif, and he never found out and never realized that he was over the savera. Shenema, the pasuk says lechocha toisam, for all their sins. V'chatas hu shogeg, and chatas is referring to a shogeg. The shogeg of this pasuk means that he knew that he was tamei, he forgot about the tumah, and then entered the Mikdash and never realized that he was over an Avera. Then the So'ir Lechatos and the Par Lechatos of Yom Kippur will be Mechaper on this Avera. But if one day he realizes that he did this Avera, that he entered the Mikdash B'tumah, then he will bring a carbon oil of a Yerid, which is mentioned in Parashas Vayikra in Perakei. This carbon is only a temporary atonement until he finds out and realizes that he was over the Avera. Umi Pishayem, af hanichnosim b'meizeh b'tumah. This carbon is also mechaber on one who enters the mikdash b'tumah intentionally. V'chein yas al oil moed, and so he shall do to the oil moed. K'shem shehiza mishneim b'fnim. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mato. Just like he sprinkled from both of these bloods, one upward and seven downward, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, kach maza ala poroiches mibachutz. So he sprinkles on the outside of the poroiches, on the outside of the curtain, mishneihem, from both of these bloods, from the dam par and the dam soir, achas lamala v'sheva lamata, one upward and seven downward. Hashoichin itam b'serch tumasam, af al pishem tmeihem shechina b'neihem. Even though they are tamei and they were metamei ma'in mikdosh, still the shechina dwells amongst them. Sheni, the pasuk continues with the avoda of Yom Kippur. The steps of the avoda that we mentioned until now are as follows. The Kohen Gadol wore, in the beginning of the day, the big day Zov, in which he did the Tamid Shel Shachar, and he brought the Keteres. Then he switched over to the big day Lavan, where he went to his bull and made his first vidui on the bull, his first confession for himself and for his household. Then he did the lottery for the goats, where one was Lashem and one was Lazoza. Then he went back to his par, to his bull, and made a second vidui for himself, his household, and for the Kohanim. He shechted the bull, gave it to a Kohen, another Kohen, to stir its blood that it should not get hard, and he went and he burnt the Keteres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He then took the blood of his bull and brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkled it achas l'malo v'sheva l'mato. He then shechted the goat of the and sprinkled the goat's blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim achas l'malo v'sheva l'mato. He took the blood of his bull and sprinkled it achas l'malo v'sheva l'mato before the Poroiches, and did the same to the goat of the
And the pasuk continues, V'yotzo, and the Kohen went out, El HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem, to the Mizbeach before Hashem, meaning the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov, inside the Ohel HaMoed. V'chiper Olav, and he atoned on the Mizbeach. How did he atone on the Mizbeach? The pasuk continues, V'lokach Midam HaPor U'Midam HaSoyer, he took from the blood of his bull, and from the blood of the goat of the mixed them together, v'nosan al karnes ha-mizbeach saviv, and placed it on the horns of the mizbeach around it. Rashi is bothered. How can the pasuk say v'yotza, and he went out, if he is still remaining inside the oil moed? This mizbeach, which the pasuk is talking about, is the mizbeach ha-pnimi. So why does it say v'yotza? And he answers, because up to this point he was standing from the mizbeach inward, between the Mizbeach and the Paroiches. Now, he went out from the Mizbeach outward and was standing between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Oil Moed, because he started by placing the blood on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Therefore, he must stand between the Mizbeach and the entrance, and that's why it says V'yotza, because he went out from the Mizbeach inward to the Mizbeach outward. And after placing the blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, V'hiza Olav min Adam be'etzboi sheva pa'omim, he sprinkled with his finger seven times on top of the Mizbeach, V'tiaroi, and he purified it, V'kiddushoi, and sanctified it, mitumais b'nei Yisrael, from the tumah of the b'nei Yisrael. As Maskil David explains, that if this Mizbeach came in contact with tumah, so through the blood being placed on the Mizbeach, V'tiaroi, it purified the Mizbeach, V'kiddushoi, and sanctified it, because if it became Tomei, it lost its original Kedusha, and now, through placing the blood on top of the Mizbeach, the Kedusha was reinstated. V'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh, and when he finishes from atoning on the Kodesh, from bringing the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's Oil Moyed, and from bringing the blood into the Oil Moyed and sprinkling before the Paroiches, that's a Mizbeach, and by placing the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then the Hikri Bes HaSor HaChai, he will bring close the live goat, the Soir that was La'azazel. V'samach Aharon et shtei yodav al rosh HaSor HaChai, and Aaron will lean his two hands on the head of the live goat. V'svada Olav, and he will confess on it, es kol avoinos b'nei Yisrael, all the averis of the Yidden, v'es kol pesheyem, all their mezidim, all their intentional sins, l'chol chatosam, and all their shoygeg, all their unintentional sins, v'nos anoisam, and he will place them al rosh hasoyer, on the head of this goat. This was the third confession of the day, the third vidui. The first one was on his bull for himself and for his household. The second confession was also on his bull for himself, his household, and for the kohanim. And this was the third confession, which was on the Seir Ha'om, and this was for all of Klal Yisrael. V'shilach, and he will send this goat, b'yad ish iti, in the hand of a timely man, hamidbara, to the midbar. Rashi learns, ish iti, a timely man, means one who has been prepared for this task from the day before, from the previous day. Ish iti, somebody who was prepared already for this task, me'ace la'ace, from yesterday. Chizkuni brings down a medrash that the person who would bring the soyer la'azazel would not live out the year. He would die sometime during that year. They therefore did not want to take a person who had many years left to his life, but rather took an ish-iti, a timely man, one whose time has come to die anyway. And the goat will carry on him all the averis, el eretz gzera, to a land that was cut off, which means a cliff. V'shilach es asori ba-midbar, and he will send the goat to the midbar. The pasuk does not say exactly what is done with the goat. Chazal tell us that he threw the goat off the cliff, and it did not make it halfway down the cliff before it was crushed into pieces. Targum Yonatan ben Aziel says that Hashem brought a strong wind and blew the goat off the cliff. Uva Aaron el Oil Moed, then Aaron entered the Oil Moed to remove the kaf and the machta, the ladle which had the ketores inside of it, and the machta that had the coals. He went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove this kaf and machta, and then he removed his white linen clothing, Asher Lovash Bevoye El HaKodesh, which he wore when he entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'hinicham Sham, and he left them there. Rashi says it does not mean that he left them in the oil ma'id, but rather v'hinicham sham, he left them there, means that he left it in storage, and these clothing were never used for another avoida of Yom Kippur. Rashi tells us that although the psukim up to now were all in order, the order of the avoida on Yom Kippur, pasuk chaf gimel seems to be out of order and does not belong until after pasuk chaf hei, because this that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the Kaf and Machta did not take place until after what is stated in Pasuk Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. First, the Kohen Gadol would remove his linen clothing, be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, and put on his gold clothing, and be makriv his aisle and the aisle of the He will also be makriv the emurim, the parts to be burned on the Mizbeach of his par and the Sa'ir of the He then would be toivel again on the roof of Beis Parva and put on his Big Day Lavan. Then he would remove the Kaf and the Machta, Pasuk Chav Gimel. And then again he would be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, put on his Big Day Zav, and do the Avoida for the rest of the day, which was the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the burning of the Ketores, and the lighting of the Menorah. So we see clearly that Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the Kaf HaMachta, did not take place until what is stated in Pasuk Chaf Dalet and Chaf Hei. And the Pasuk continues, V'rochatz es besorei b'mayim, and he will be toivel his flesh in water, where? B'mokan Kodosh, in a holy place, which is referring to the roof of Beis Parva, that had the Kedusha of the Azara. This was the second time that he was toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, the first time being in Pasuk Dalet, when he was changing from his Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavon, he would be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva. Here, the Pasuk again says that he is toivel on the roof of Beis Parva when he is changing from his linen clothing back to his gold. And he will wear his clothing, meaning his Big Day Zav, and he will go out, he will go out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon and bring his carbon oila, his ayel oila, ves oila sa'om, and the ayel of the oila sa'om, mechiper badoi va'ara'om, and he will atone for himself and for the nation. We will say the Rashi's between Sheni and Shlishi after we reach Revi'i.